Scripture reading is Acts chapter 18, verses 9 through 10. Acts 18, 9 and 10. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city." Amen.
For 3 days, we were with senior pastor and I still miss him. I want to see him and I love him so much. Whenever I think of him, you know, tears run down and I cannot overcome this overwhelming my love for him. I feel like a kid before him. The love of God who makes me like child. Father God wants us to be children, pure and clean children, with such pure and clean heart, and stay in New Jerusalem. And that is the hope of our shepherd. I mean, until I felt this, you know, it takes a long time. It took a long time. He has taught us the word of truth, and he gave us, you know, prayed with tears, to lead countless souls in Africa. Whenever I miss him, whenever I hear his voice, I can feel his love. Such love that our shepherd showed filled the love of Father God and made the resolution to go to heaven in New Jerusalem. Thank you, Senior Pastor. And thank you again for allowing me to stand on this altar and deliver a message. I would like to give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Ni, who always leads our prayer, harboring Mamim family of the world in her heart. I'd like to give my thanks to Pastor Susan Lee, the President of Pastors Association, and other pastors and Levi workers and all Mami members. I'd like to give thanks to all those who attend this service through satellite and internet and GCN TV. And I also welcome all of those who are new to this church. And I hope that you will receive such great grace from Father God. Acts 18, verses 9 and 10 are the verses that I had by the work of the Holy Spirit when I prayed for mission trip to Africa. That says, Lord said to Paul in night by a vision, "Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in the city." This message is the word that Apostle Paul received in Corinth in his vision. While Apostle Paul was working, he stayed with Titus. And when he preached that Jesus is the Christ, many people in Corinth believed his word and received the baptized. Apostle Paul stayed in the city of Corinth for about a year and a half and taught the word of God. And this verse that I received while I was praying touched me greatly. There are many people of Father God in Africa who are to be saved. So I started to pray with my vision for Africa. In 1994, I had a year of Sabbath, and I wanted to go to Nairobi College in Kenya. Actually, I was greatly touched by the autobiography of Dr. Schweitzer. I just wanted to become like him. to go to Africa and then share love of the Lord with those in the poor souls of Africa. Now, after I met the shepherd in this precious church and learned secrets of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, I became full of hope of my ministry and I became confident and I was strongly inspired to do my ministry in Africa. Well, the gospel was introduced to Africa a long time ago, and many people believe in God. But after I came to Africa, I came to know why the Holy Spirit taught me gave me those verses. Even though it is a poor continent, there are so many souls who love Africa. But at the same time, I realized that they desperately need the power of the shepherd and the gospel of sanctification. When you go to churches in Africa, you can find those people who worship and praise so enthusiastically. However, when a message is delivered, they become cold and there are no deeds that should follow the word. So I always prayed for those people so that they could be changed by the gospel of holiness. Dear brothers and sisters, through summer retreat, we have felt love of the shepherd who manifests great power. In last group leaders conference, we have received much grace and love. And we felt our shepherd's love, our shepherd who has been completed through love and justice of our Father God. We also received his devotion, tears, and love through his prayer that pay the price of justice over 90% on behalf of us. I would like to give thanks to our shepherd once again, who has led us this far until we can become a man of whole spirit with love and justice in harmony. Since I know why God the Father sent the shepherd to this earth, I can not only confess with love that I love you, I thank you, but now I would like to make up my mind again to become pleasure to the shepherd through my deeds and truthfulness. On the second day, Father God said this, Father has great will for all, not only for these people in this place, but for whole Ma'amin. And I prepared many people of goodness who can help Ma'amin when the time comes. And I will be glorified through those people and through Ma'amin. And it is my providence. To accomplish his last providence in this end time, through the prayer of our shepherd, many people of goodness are prepared. And when the time comes, they will become one with our shepherd and with Ma'amin. But now, you have become one with our shepherd and you become great strength of the shepherd. Although the whole world is stained in sin, our Father God has prepared those good people who has good spirit, and they will know our shepherd is the true shepherd. You can find in chapters 18 of the Kings, the first Kings, you can find Elijah who competed with the 850 idol worshippers. The first Kings 18 verses 36 to 40 says, At the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stone, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and all this, and they said, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God. Then Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal, do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Now, the queen Jezebel tried to kill Elijah, the prophet. He ran away, and he was hiding himself in a cave. Then our father God said to Elijah, What are you doing here, Elijah? And 1 Kings 19:10, Elijah said, I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Then, in verse 18, our Lord said, Yet I will leave 7,000 Israel, all the knees that have not been bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Just like Father God left 7,000 people in Israel who didn't bow down to Baal, Father God prepared so many people of good spirit so that they can help the shepherd and mammon and get united with one man. That is the providence of Father God. Now, how could these things happen? When our senior pastor prays, the original voice is given out. In other words, all things will be accomplished through the power of recreation that our shepherd manifests. When our shepherd's original voice goes out to the world, many amazing works of the Holy Spirit take place. There are many servants and pastors with the handkerchief that our shepherd prayed on. And through the handkerchief, Father God works so that so many people are healed. An amazing power of God is taking place. Since the prayer of the shepherd is contained in it, and pastors who carry this and pray with this are confident, and we are never afraid of anything. Since our shepherd prays here, when senior pastor prays, it works through the original voice when he prays. You should know how important this prayer is. In Old Testaments and our Lord 2,000 years ago, and our shepherd. When Elijah prayed, fire came down from the heaven and consumed the sacrifice. When Moses prayed, the Red Sea was divided. When Elijah prayed, it only took place in Mount Carmel only. When Moses prayed, it worked only in the Red Sea. However, when our Lord prayed, the dead Lazarus came back to life. That is the power that governs life and death. When our Lord Jesus prayed, the dead Lazarus came back to life. When our shepherd prays, not only in one place, but in other multiple places. MERS virus in Korea disappeared. The MERS virus, the Korean people got so afraid of. And one night, it disappeared when our shepherd prayed. Not only in the city of Seoul, but entire country. When Elijah prayed, when Moses prayed, it only worked in a certain area. But when our Lord prayed, a dead man came back to life. And when our shepherd prayed, it worked in all over the country. Now, who is our shepherd? Those people who are watching on GCN, I hope you can learn it. I hope you can find how these things are taking place. So we have to go out to them and lead them. Every week, every day, we can hear and see the amazing works of the Holy Spirit that takes place through the power of the shepherd. We can find that MERS virus was gone and Ebola virus was gone. When our senior pastor prayed in Seoul, it rained in Israel. Our senior pastor prayed in Israel, and in this place, swine flu was gone in Israel. There was a great earthquake in Nepal. But not only Nepal Mamin Church, but its members and branch churches were protected. We have seen the great works of the power of the shepherd transcending space and time. When he prayed, the salty seawater of Muan turned into drinkable sweet water. There were serious typhoon attacks during the Philippines crusade. However, in press conference, our shepherd proclaimed that the crusade would take place without any effect by typhoons. Later, we could have successful crusade. When senior pastor prayed, hurricanes were gone. Many doctors couldn't come to WCDN conference due to volcanic ash and island. However, when senior pastor prayed, the volcanic ash calmed down and airports opened again and we could have successful conference. I believe you remember that. Whenever we have summer retreats, thanks to the shepherd's prayer, we always had the best weather and temperature. What about this year? We were happier. Why? Because there was a cool wind. Thanks to the prayer of our shepherd, we could enjoy such cool breeze by the power of God. Furthermore, dragonflies came down from heaven and ate up all those harmful insects and mosquitoes so Mamin members could enjoy their summer retreat. The original voice, the senior pastor gives out, and the power of recreation and its works, there are so many. Thanks to the original voice, many countries in Africa, such as Kenya, the city of Nairobi and Nairobi Mamin Church, there are works of the Holy Spirit. So let me give you a report about that and share grace with you together. First of all, I'd like to tell you about the amazing power of the shepherd which took place in many countries in Africa. Let's talk about Ebola virus, which appeared in the Congo. However, Mamin members know about this very well, but those who don't know about this, let me tell you this. Let me share this grace with you together, which was manifested by our shepherd. And then I'll continue to share the grace through the works of the Holy Spirit took place in Africa. In 2014, last year, Ebola virus broke out. The President Kabila asked the Governor Sebastian, who is the governor of the state where Ebola virus, you know, broke out, asked him so that the Ebola virus would not spread out. Governor Sebastian was a member of Kinshasa Mamin Church, and he experienced the amazing power of the shepherd. So he asked our shepherd to pray by faith. After seeing a pastor pray for Ebola virus, all Ebola victims were healed, and there were no more Ebola victims. After the Ebola was gone, he reported to the president, and Dr. Joseph Kabila, the president of the Congo, reported in UN that Ebola virus is gone. Through the original voice of the shepherd, when our shepherd prayed in Korea, it worked through transcending space and time. How amazing. We have seen these amazing works of power, and we have great expectation for the works of the future. Let me tell you about the testimonies of changing the heart of people through the original voice. In the city of Bukavu, which is located in the eastern Congo, it's the city where I conducted pastor seminar for the first time in 1995. There were many branch churches and associating churches. The eastern Congo is concerned with Kenya. Not only in the city of Bukavu, there are other four cities, Goma, Butembo, Beni, Bunia. I have led many pastor seminars, and so we have many branch churches there. And these five cities are the cities which have the greatest number of Mami branch churches. After senior pastor's Congo crusade in 2006, Elder Buhindo, who's from Congo, and Pastor Hosu Lee worked greatly for the revival of Congo Mamin Church. And the general of Shalom Choir in Kenya Nairo Mamin Church is from Congo. Many people from Congo take great parts in Nairo Mamin Church. Now, our senior pastor conducted crusade in Congo, and I'm expecting even greater works in Congo. In the city of Bukavu, there was a church which had the pastor seminar by inviting Pastor Absalom from Israel. On the third day, he delivered a message about Job and heaven. And he mentioned about many famous pastors along with Dr. Yonggi Cho. And he also mentioned about our shepherd. I'm sorry to say this, but he criticized our senior pastor. And he said, Dr. Gerald Lee of Mamin Church teaches wrong teachings. Then pastors who attended the seminar started to criticize and set against to him. We have learned the word of teaching of senior pastor through Reverend Minghua Chung, and we have received much grace. But you are not teaching on the book of Job well, and you don't know about heaven. But you criticize the true servant of God, Dr. Gerald Lee, and you are lying. You are a lying pastor. Eventually, the seminar stopped, and the Pentecost Organization Committee, which invited the Pastor Absalom, officially apologized to those pastors. Not only in pastors in the city of Bukavu, many pastors who learned senior pastor's message discerned the truth well and resist to those wrong teaching and gave glory to Father God. When I heard that news, I was so proud. And this will take even more in many cities and places in Africa. In 2014, let me give you a testimony of Pastor Femi in the city of Lagos of Nigeria. He visited Nairobi Manmin Church and he said he would like to learn Manmin ministry. I've never heard of him. On his own expense, he stayed near church, and for 2 weeks, he attended early prayer meeting, Daniel prayer meeting, Wednesday meeting, Friday service, Wednesday service, and Sunday services. And he followed pastors who visit members during the day, and he received much grace. Later on, I heard that when he was praying in a prayer center in the city of Lagos, there was a pastor who shared the grace that he received from Dr. Gerald Lee and the power of God manifested by our shepherd. And the pastor said, if you go to Nairobi Manmin Church, you can find that that church is full of word and grace and love among congregation. He was running a business. And his wife worked hard to buy an airplane ticket. And thanks to his wife, he was able to come to Nairobi Manmin Church. He received much grace in Nairobi Manmin Church, and he made his church one of Manmin Church. And there was a pastor who was the president of Pastors Association in the area where Pami, a pastor, is ministering. The pastor prepared the 3-day-long handkerchief meeting and invited me. And Pastor Pami came to the airport to welcome me, driving a new car. His mother-in-law heard that Dr. Myung Chung is coming, and she called his son in London, who was running a successful business, and asked him that I would like to buy my brother-in-law a new car. So her son sent money to Pastor Pami and bought a new car. So the pastor came to the airport and welcomed me and drove me in his new car. Pastor Pami drove us to his own house so that we could stay not only in the hotel but in his house. He gave me his own living room and gave another room to Pastor Bogo, and they stayed together. He stayed together with his three children. Even though it was a small house, it was most comfortable room when compared to other hotels. I felt much more comfortable and happier in his house. Why? Because it was the first time to be invited to his own house. I saw his love, even though it was a small room. But the pastor prepared the room for me, and it touched my heart. So while I was staying, I felt so happy. It was such a beautiful room. I love Africa so much. Pastor Pami was ministering a congregation in a number of 100. Many pastors attended the handkerchief prayer meeting, but there were many pastors who were touched by the handkerchief prayer meeting. And the president of Pastors Association said that he was so happy to know Manmin and Dr. Gerald Lee. They came to know about our shepherd through the works that was manifested, that were manifested by the handkerchief that the senior pastor prayed on. Later on, they continued to learn this message, and they wanted to know more about the power of the shepherd and his ministry. So I was invited again this year, November. There was a pastor seminar and handkerchief prayer meeting in the city of Lagos twice. Back then, you know, those pastors that I met were so humble. 12 years ago, I met pastors, and this year, I met another pastors, but they were too much different. So now I can see that Father God leads me to meet the pastors that Father God is preparing. Let me tell you about MIS Manmin International Seminary, which is operated through the original voice of the shepherd. Let me tell you the status of MIS first. In 8 cities of Kenya and 2 cities of Uganda, there are MIS office and there are about 500 students. Every 3 months, I go to those cities and give lectures a day, and I provide them with the books about the message about our shepherd, message of the shepherd. And even though I see them every 3 months, you know, they are so happy. Because I can give them a lecture just a day, so that means they can listen to my lecture 4 times a year. But as they listen to my lecture, they come to fall in love with our Dr. Gerald Lee, our shepherd. They've never heard about Third Heavenly Kingdom, or First Heavenly Kingdom, or Second Heavenly Kingdom. They've never heard of it. They have never heard of the lecture on Job. But, you know, there are 2 factors that I receive much grace from them. When I explain, you know, the measure of faith, those pastors kneel down and they confess that I'm in the first or second level of faith. And when I give the lecture on the Leviticus, they realize what it is to worship God in spirit and truth. They listen to me. When I give the lecture on the Leviticus, and when I examples from those that from the Leviticus, you know, they acknowledge so many things. And they didn't know, they confessed that they didn't know about this lecture on Leviticus. But through this lecture of Leviticus, now I realize that I have to worship God in spirit and truth. Those pastors are touched. So a month ago, you know, I gave the Leviticus lecture. And, you know, they listened to senior pastor's lecture on Leviticus. And they receive much grace from senior pastor's lecture. The students are pastors and chairperson pastors in Africa. When I lead many pastors' seminar in Kenya in Africa, I can meet so many pastors and leaders of African Christian community. The biggest concern is financial support. When there is good financial support, African countries do not care about whether the speakers are spiritual speakers or not. So there were many problems. However, our senior pastor conducted crusade in Uganda, Kenya, and Congo. Since then, they have been changing spiritually. In other words, there are pastors who acknowledge the problems and make some changes starting from this year in Nairobi, Kenya. I'll tell you about it later. In this kind of state, we try so hard to spread and introduce the power of the shepherd in this gospel of holiness effectively. The Holy Spirit governed us to open MIS so that we could share the power of the shepherd in the gospel of holiness. Now, when the leaders and pastors attend the conference and learn these messages in MIS, they are changed. They quickly change and spread the message to their own congregation. That's why it was the work of the Holy Spirit to have MIS in Africa. One example is Manmin International Seminary in the city of Mubende in Uganda. Since Uganda Crusade in 2000, many pastors in the city of Mubende attended the crusade and received much grace. A pastor of Manmin Branch Church organized pastor seminar in 2012 in the city of Mubende. They already heard the senior pastor's teachings, and they didn't require greater financial support, but they just asked me to deliver a message in pastor seminar. Now, many pastors and leaders come to me and ask me to lead a seminar, but they also said they require great, you know, financial support. Then I said to them, if you want to listen to this gospel of holiness, although there is no financial support, why don't you open MIS and become a disciple of the Dr. Gerald Lee? And those leaders said, without financial support, I cannot have pastor seminar, and it is even more difficult to run MIS. We learn, you know, gospel in a seminary college. However, there was a pastor by the name of Pascal. He was a member of one of the great denomination in Uganda. And back then, he was the representing pastor of the city of Mubende. And pastor seminar was, you know, was held in his church as well. Since he knew that the gospel of holiness is the true word of God, he came to me and said, most of the pastors want to learn this message by opening MIS. And two leaders already promised me that, you know, they would like to become Manmin Branch Church. We don't want financial support. We would like to learn the secrets of Father God, and we would like to learn the gospel of holiness and Dr. Gerald Lee's power. We would like to learn this message well and save many souls. He was so serious. The men of goodness were so different. There were many pastors who longed to listen to the word of truth. So we set the date and opened MIS. So every 3 or 4 months, I give lectures in that, you know, MIS, and 70 students are there in MIS. And there are many pastors who experience twice or triple the revival in their churches. There is a pastor who saw a Manmin Grand Sanctuary in his vision. Through MIS, power of the shepherd and the gospel holiness is shared and bearing fruit. And whenever I go to MIS riding a car many hours, I am so happy to give lectures in Uganda and Tanzania and other countries. Secondly, I'd like to share beautiful testimonies of MIS students in the city of Retain. There is a MIS. Retain is 300 kilometers far from Nairobi. There is a pastor who experienced revival 18 times in 3 months after he learned the message in MIS. It is Pastor Arnold. He started church with 18 people in 2011. When he became a college student in MIS, there were 35. After he became student of MIS, he delivered the message of the cross, measure of faith, spirit, soul, and body message, without altering them. And he said, this is the word that Dr. Gerald Lee of Korea delivered. And I learned this message through Dr. Myung-ho Chung, who is ministering pastor of Nairobi Manmin Church. City of Retain doesn't have big population. However, in 2014, the number became 370. And 2015, in June, the number has doubled to 630. City is a small city. Many churches have like 3 or 50 members. But in a very short period of time, his church can have now more than 630 members. Now, his sanctuary cannot hold all those members, so young people and then Sunday school children have worship service outside the sanctuary. Pastor Arnold came to know Man Min in June 19th, and then he and other church members, about 20 of them, came to Nairobi Man Min Church and attended Friday online service. He is the one. And he gave thanks offerings in the amount of 5,000 shillings, and along with other banana and pumpkins. 5,000 shilling is equivalent to 50,000 won. You know, they had to pay the bus fare to come to Nairobi Man Min Church. It is a great burden. Let me share another testimony of a female leader who is about like 60 years old. She couldn't speak English well. She didn't even learn English. But by the work of the Holy Spirit, now she can read. She can read English. She can speak English. She can, listen to senior pastor's messages in English. What an amazing testimony. The original voice of the shepherd goes out to every corner of the world and touches the heart of the people of goodness, and they become Man Min people. You know about movie Ben-Hur. Senior pastor once talked about the writer, author of this Ben-Hur. I have received much grace from his message, so I'd like to share grace with you together. The author Ben-Hur, Lewis Willis, wrote this novel when he was a governor of New Mexico. He was originally atheist. He was against Christianity. He didn't know about God. He had never read the Bible. He thought the people were not free in the boundary of Christianity. He wanted to free Christians from that boundary. So, to write a book against the Christianity, he started to read the Bible. He read the Bible to find wrong things in the Bible. He read the Bible overnight. However, he couldn't find any mistakes in the Bible. He rather found himself dishonest. Without knowing God, he was just against God and the Bible. But now, he became sorry, and he felt some kind of strange in his heart. He started to read the book of Matthew again. And he finally knelt down when he read before the scene where our Lord was crucified to redeem sinners from their sin. And he confessed that, Jesus, you are truly Son of God and you are my Savior. Before the love of our Lord's cross, his heart knelt down. He thought Father God was a burden to people. But after he truly met God, he felt true freedom. He was touched by the love of God, and he wrote a book, Ben-Hur, which talks about love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. For your information, in just 10 months, in 10 years, 300,000 books were sold, and this book was translated into many languages, such as Arabian and Chinese. There is a similar testimony. There is a member by the name of Peter in Nairobi Man Min Church. He works for Secret Service of the President of Kenya. He used to run an investigation on Man Min because of the wrong accusation of Korean missionaries. Now he became Man Min member, and he testified that 10 years ago, Korean missionaries visited Pastor Kitonga, who is the president of Gospel Association of Eastern Africa. Korean missionaries reported that Man Min Church is a heretic. So, Pastor Kitonga misunderstood Man Min Church and asked the governor of Nairobi, Kenya, to run investigation on Man Min Church. So Peter came to Man Min Church secretly and started to run his investigation. He had met a member, and he heard from the member that how he came to Nairobi Man Min Church and came to know about senior pastor and how he was healed after he visited Moa Man Min Church. The conclusion, Nairobi Man Min Church and Man Min Church is the church that teaches only the truth. And Nairobi Man Min Church is the example of whole Africa. He reported like this. Nairobi Man Min Church is the most exemplary church in Africa. We have like 2,000 members in Nairobi Man Min Church, and the leaders and politicians.
우리 한국의 지교회나 이런 데서는 10번 가르치면 될 것을 저는
have to, you know, learn, you know, the message of God, the gospel of holiness many times. Because they are new to this gospel of holiness. So I have to repeat to teach them again and again. No, they stand in lines, right? Or in the choir members. When the choir member is singing, you know, we have to, you know, I have to, you know, teach them to put those things into original location. But, you know, after singing, you know, they forgot to do that, right? So I have, but, you know, I have to teach them again and again with love. Then they finally, you know, change and they, you know, put those things to the original location. Now I realize why Father God sent me to, you know, Africa. Because, you know, it is my habit to teach, you know, students again and again. And I feel so happy to teach like this. Now, member Peter listened to this message in Nairobi Man Min Church, and he was touched. Now he became a member of Man Min Church. Now he come to Man Min Church along with his wife. He is in the circle. He's the one. He and his wife. He graduated from seminary college and he was anointed as a pastor. And he is working in secret service under president for 25 years. You know, what is it? Like when the officer of the government worked in a certain department for 5 years, you know, the member should be transferred. But now he has worked in that secret service for 25 years. I met him and I realized that he is so man of goodness. He's so pure, clean. Father God has prepared such a man like him. For 25 years, he served the president in secret service for 25 years. So you can see that in how faithful and truthful he is. So he was anointed pastor. And later that, you know, he was expelled from the denomination. But later, he came to Man Min Church and he is very, you know, enthusiastic and he's very faithful. Now he is about to resign. Now, he is visiting many cities of Kenya. And he preached the gospel of holiness and introduced the power of the shepherd to many people and set up Manmin churches in many cities in Kenya. He already established 6 or 7 in-the-brain churches in Kenya. So I'm so blessed to meet people like him, thanks to the prayer of the shepherd. So it's not difficult at all. It is so easy to do my ministry. As a foreign church, Nairobi Manmin Church registered to Gospel Association in Kenya. In Africa, there is a Gospel Association, and this Gospel Association is have four offices, East, West, South, and Central. Kenya belongs to Eastern Gospel, African Gospel Association. And that association was not strong in activity, but about many pastors in their 50s gathered together and made up their mind to have spiritual revival among Nairobi churches, and they had a meeting. And they decided to have Kenya Gospel Association underneath Eastern Africa Gospel Association. Now they have a plan to have gospel conference in 47 areas of Kenya. Three pastors of that gospel association was sent to me, and I was introduced to them. And they asked me to register to Gospel Association for the first time as a foreign church. Nairobi Manmin Church is the first church that is ministered by a foreigner, but registered to Kenya Gospel Association. And the four pastors came to visit Nairobi Manmin Church, and we had a great time with them. And they are the leaders. And, four pastors, visited me, and I was so thankful to them. And I shared grace with them. And we watched the senior pastor's power video, had the lunch together, and prayed together. And we had a plan to be with the pastors in Nairobi. Those pastors already know about the power of the shepherd and Manmin ministry. Now they would like to wake up from spiritual slumber, and they told me that they would like to learn from Dr. Gerald Lee and learn Manmin ministry. Why? Because they attended senior pastor seminar, which was held in KICC in 2001. And they witnessed the power of the shepherd in Uhuru Park. They know the gospel of holiness is the true word of God. Since the original voice is working like this, there is a spiritual awakening in the city of Nairobi. Along with these pastors, where there was a meeting of like 70 pastors, they wrote me a letter to be a part of the leaders' meeting. So there is a meeting of the leaders, leading pastors. And they asked me to attend the leaders' meeting. This year is the year of glory, right? Right? In this year of glory, Since the original voice is working, those who misunderstood Mami ministry came to me and asked me to be together and be part of the ministry, to do the ministry together. And I'm so happy. So they asked me to come to the leaders' meeting. In that meeting, that activity was so weak, and they invited the speakers from the States and in the United Kingdom, asking for financial support. But now, they decided to choose a speaker who delivers the true word of God. And they agreed that Dr. Gerald Lee, who conducted crusades in Kenya and in other African countries, are the true servant who delivers the word of God. And under his teaching, Nairobi Mamin Church is doing its ministry. And they agree with that. They said that they received much blessing through that crusade and pastor seminar. And then since then, they have received much grace through seminars and handkerchief prayer meeting. But due to the interference of Korean missionaries, they misunderstood Mamin. However, time has passed, and the original voice of the shepherd worked, and the pastors of the Gospel Association changed. Since the original voice is working in their area, rumors about Nairobi Mamin Church were cleared up, and their hearts were changed, even in government and departments. A chief of the department in the city of Umoja visited my church, and he said there is a meeting with the congressmen and the leaders and the leading pastors in his area, and he sent a representing pastor from Nairobi Mamin Church to save souls in that area. This chief of the department in the area called in Umoja, visited Nairobi Mamin Church and asked us to send in one of the pastor of Nairobi and then give a special prayer. They had a meeting the day before. So pastor of Nairobi Mamin Church went to that city yesterday. Oh, there is a picture. That's the meeting. Those three pastors are from the Nairobi Mamin Church. And he is the president of a pastor's association in Nairobi Mamin Church. And there were police officers and soldiers and generals. And the chief introduced our pastor, who is representing Nairobi Mamin Church. It could never been imagined before. So the original voice of the shepherd is working greatly like this. So until the Lord comes back, our Father God wants to use you. Aren't you thrilled? So, the chief asked the Pastor Bogo to give representative prayer and asked Nairobi Mamin Church to become great help to develop the city of Umoja. There were many interference and rumors by Korean missionaries, but now their hearts are changing. And their thought about Nairobi Mamin Church is also changing. Pastor Bogo is attending this service. He's been with me helping my ministry in Nairobi Mamin Church. As my secretary, he's taking great care of Nairobi Mamin Church. Now there is a member, Dan. He's the one who preached the gospel to the greatest number of people in Nairobi Mamin Church. So they are together with me, and they have become great help to me. an elder and then helped them to visit this church this time. So through the prayer of the shepherd in Nairobi Manmin Church, there were so many testimonies. So let me testimony with you. Now, even the original voice of the shepherd governs the heart of our members. Through the original, his original voice, faith is planted in members of Nairobi Manmin Church. Elder Samuel, I'm number one, and my wife is number two, and he's number three in Nairobi Manmin Church. He must be the number one, because when I had the Manmin Mission Center, Father God sent him to that place first before me. So he was supposed to be number one, but as I started the Nairobi Manmin Church in that place, I became number one, he became number three. 1995, Nairobi Manmin Church moved to a Manmin Mission Center. And then 15 days prior to that, he was employed by the manager of that building. And since then, he's been working in that, you know, center. For the last 20 years, he's been so faithful, and he has become great help to me. After Uganda Crusade in July 2000, senior pastor visited Manmin Center. And Father God gave word about Elder Samuel. He was outside. But Father God said he was a very faithful son. Nairobi Church was established, and he has been taking care of church finance, and he is the one that I give all the keys of the church to him. He became an elder, but he was not so hot in Christian life, even though he is very faithful. However, Father God loved him, so he had the trial of a blessing, trial blessing. Since he didn't know much about the gospel, so he couldn't become the elder. And I tried to set him up as an elder, but he didn't know much about the gospel. So anyway, in 2013, he had the pain in his back. I prayed for him, but the pain didn't stop. Now the pain spread to his leg. Before, when I prayed for him, he was healed, but this time, he was not. He said he wanted to go to his hometown, take a rest. So he came to my office to ask me to go to his home. So I said, "Deacon, do you know why you are not healed?" Because back then he was a deacon. Many people repent and receive my prayer and they're all healed. But you are faithful. You work greatly. But why aren't you healed? Do you know why? You've been with me for the last 15 years. But have you ever give thanks offering and ask for prayer? Have you ever give construction offering from your low salary? Have you ever cried out in your prayer to meet Father God? Haven't you seen other pastors and elders and members give offerings and long to receive prayer? But you didn't commit sin. Why are you sick and have pain on your back and legs? What is it that you have to repent of? Elder Samuel was touched. And he said, "Father God, forgive me. I was not thankful. I was not fervent. I didn't even give construction offering." He prayed and he repented. He truly repented. And I prayed with the handkerchief that our senior pastor prayed on. And I said, "Stand up." And he stood up and jumped. There were pastors together, and they once again realized that who our shepherd is. Our shepherd is visiting our members in our dreams, taking every one of us, right? Thanks to him, we are living blessed life. Every member of this church should have great faith and go to New Jerusalem. Until we go to New Jerusalem, we should become the children of light and give out the original voice, the fragrance of Jesus Christ and share this gospel with people. That's what our shepherd wants. Next day, he prepared thanks offerings and contrition offerings, and I asked him to share your testimony, and he testified to his healing. Our members were touched by his testimony, and now we have more members who give thanks offerings and receive and want to receive prayer. Let me tell you a testimony of Pastor Judy, the trainee pastor. Recently, she became a trainee pastor. Even though she's new to our Manmin church, she loves the souls and she loves to learn the gospel of holiness. When her children are sick, she used to buy drugs in the medicine from a drugstore, and they were healed. Now, 10-year-old child got serious, 10-year-old caught in a serious cold. And Pastor Judy wanted to receive, my prayer for her child. But her husband bought a medicine from a drugstore secretly. But the child was not healed for 3 or 4 days. So Judy asked me to pray for her child. And I prayed with the handkerchief, and she found her child to be free from a fever and cold and playing well. So she said to his wife that, Reverend Myung-ho Chung, pray for my child. And her wife came to me and repented of not showing his faith. And he testified to the healing and planted faith in the hearts of Manmin members. According to the measure of faith, our Father God works in Manmin branch churches. And thanks to the original voice of the shepherd, nothing is impossible in the space of the shepherd. In the first half of this year, I realized that it is important to do ministry in schools. Four principals and were evangelized and attended in the service in Nairobi Manmin Church. They received much grace. Once those principals were evangelized and attended Manmin Church, due to those people who were against Manmin Church, there were some difficulties in their schools. Two of those schools overcame the trial by faith, and they are experiencing great blessing. Among them, Principal Naomi from Hitman High School registered to Manmin Church after received much grace through Shepherd's power and the gospel of holiness. And she evangelized 40 students and attended Sunday service. How far? But, her school is far from Manmin Church, so she set up a Manmin branch church, and they attend the senior pastor's service and messages through the video. Now, there are many schools which are opened by many people with great will. And they are authorized by the education ministry of Kenya, and they open school, and there are many small, size schools like that. But, now we can concentrate on evangelizing those in those schools and spreading the word of life of our shepherd. Now, since our Father God has prepared so many people of goodness, And who can work through the original voice? Now we can glorify our Father God thanks to prayer of our shepherd. Now, in Luna New Year meeting, Senior Pastor pray for our members so that there will be no poor people to be protected from diseases and accidents. And I prayed, and I said amen to him. I'm praying for Mamin members in Africa to receive blessing by obeying the word of God. There are so many people who are suffering from water shortage in Africa. You know, the water is not clean, as clean as, you know, water in Korea. And they have to go to well to be provided with water. Even in the cities, you know, they don't have, it is not even better. The water is not clean. And our church is located in the city of Umoza. And we have to be provided with water once a week. And many the people of the area are provided with water once every week. Now, on one Sunday, many people were missing. And I realized that, you know, the government, you know, provided water on Sunday, so they couldn't come to church. You know, our missionaries stay inside the boundary for safety concern. So, well, foreigners stay inside the special gated area. But you know, they don't have a tap water in their house. They look like, you know, those buildings look like apartments, but they're just one room apartment. They don't have tap water system, so they have to share one tap water in the whole apartment building. It is like this even in the capital city of Kenya. And their monthly income is about, you know, 70,000 won average. But they have to pay 20,000 won per one-room apartment. But for the middle class, that one-room apartment is about, you know, 70,000 won monthly pay. So the day, you know, earn less than, you know, 20,000 won. And the 200,000 won. But they have to pay like an 130,000 won. So it is a great burden to them. However, thanks to the prayer of the shepherd, many members are receiving blessing. And many more members are planting and sowing the seed of blessing thanks to the senior pastor's teaching. One of my biggest concern and my prayer subject is to bring more people to Daniel Prayer Meeting. There is great traffic accident, I mean traffic jam from 5 to 8 in the afternoon. And it is almost impossible to have outdoor activity once it is dark. So we have Daniel Prayer Meeting from 7:30 in the evening till 9:10. However, not many members can attend Daniel Prayer Meeting. Even though we sent, you know, cars to their area, you know, they cannot come to Daniel Prayer Meeting on time. And there are members who cannot come to Daniel Prayer Meeting because they are not back from their work. And since there were many, you know, hazardous area, many people cannot attend Daniel Prayer Meeting. So only those who are near to church can attend Daniel Prayer Meeting. So, in other areas, they have their own prayer meeting in the evening. However, there are other there are areas which have, you know, good prayer meeting, and there are not. So to plant more even greater faith and to help them receive answer and blessing, you know, I try to make more people to come to Daniel Prayer Meeting. So not until recently, we have organized the prayer meeting by area and started Daniel Prayer Meeting again. So pastors go to that prayer meeting in turn, and I encourage them by visiting them directly. So now, more members are attending the annual prayer meeting and pray fervently. And as I visit them, I receive grace from them. They were originally 15, but now there are about like 30 people gathered together to pray, and they testify to their testimonies. This is the Daniel Prayer Meeting in Nairobi Mamin Church. This is one family. So this is a whole room. And she is the teacher in elementary school. And she is the district leader. And she is the owner of this house. And then the kitchen is inside the room altogether, everything. So it is like a 3-meter wide room. They sleep on sofa. She was healed of her leg, and she evangelized 6 people. Since there is no electricity, we have candlelights, right? That's the apartment. Look at that. You know, there is no elevator. You have to go up through the floors. This is the house of a pastor, and it is still a small room. And 30 people gathered in that room. She testifies. She used to argue with her neighbor, but after she came to Mamin Church, she served neighbors, and then she is loved by her neighbors now. There is one room and one kitchen. This is another area. And you can see that room is surrounded by some iron plates. That's a living room. That is the kitchen. And there was a chicken, you know, praying together inside the room. I want to stay with you whole life here.
Before I came to my church, Pastor Daniel invited me and some two members also invited me.
13 years ago, she had a dream of seeing a pastor, and then the senior pastor prayed in her dream, and then she was able to see well. During the night, it is quite in a dangerous area. That is about like 7:30 in the evening. That is the area which is 11 kilometers away from church. However, the room was small. We had the prayer meeting outside the house. So, most of them were touched by the teaching of our senior pastor. Thank you. I wanted to show you how the Narok Mamin churches are giving Daniel prayer meetings. So we have Daniel prayer meetings in the district area. So, you know, since I visited them, you know, like many people attended. So I would like to visit them a lot so that, you know, more people would come. You know, when I leave like 4:30, it takes about like 3 hours to drive about like 10 kilometers. So, when we have dinner prayer meeting 6:30, you know, that ends like 7:30, and then I come back home by like 9:30. There are so many cars in Nairobi. And when I have to, you know, have my haircut, you know, it takes like 2 hours to go out and 2 hours to come back. But I feel happy. Because they seek the righteousness of God and they want to meet God. So, but those in the churches ministered by European people are being empty. But so many African people, African souls are seeking Father God's grace and they want to know more about the gospel of holiness. We have branch churches are growing up greatly, so you have to pray for us. And I, you know, repeat my teaching again and again and to help those African people. So you have to pray for me. And, you know, when I give them love, you know, since they have such good heart of goodness, they follow me and they come to me and follow the teaching of, you know, Gospel of Holiness. Let me conclude this message. You know, our Lord told disciples to preach the gospel. Do not be afraid, right? I'll be with you. And our Father God said that there were many people, there are people in my city, in the city. Our Father God met our shepherd and my chosen God ages ago. You will cross over the ocean and river and the continent and preach the gospel. So our shepherd is the one who was chosen by God to preach the gospel all over the world. We know well about sacrifice and tears of our Father God, of the Lord and of the shepherd to get true children. Until our shepherd lose all his strength through his sacrifice and love, he leads us and pays the price of justice on behalf of us. because he knows that there is a great providence of Father God for this church. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Father God has prepared to accomplish the providence in this end time through the shepherd and through this church. Our shepherd knows this will and providence of Father God. So from the beginning, he has prepared all these things with the heart of Father God to make everything in the state of the art status. This church has a duty to go out to the world and preach the gospel with the power of the shepherd. Amos 8:11 says, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, and not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. Our shepherd received the word of God through numerous fastings and prayer. And this word of life will revive countless souls. And more souls will come back to life through this word. And our Father God guarantees the power that our shepherds manifest. It is the best of the best spiritual weapon. This weapon even revives the dead and changes the free will of man. This church is equipped with this word of life and the power of the shepherd. And the fervent prayer has never stopped. Pastors and workers and members are praying without ceasing. And thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, we have never stopped this praying. Through the prayer of the shepherd, our hearts are cleansed by the Mamim praise. And we have so beautiful performance committee. Wherever they are, wherever they go, people's hearts are melted and they open their hearts. I'd like to give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee and Pastor Hee Jin Lee who pray for us all the time. In the summer retreat, there was a seminar by Pastor Hee Jin Lee, and I became like a child while she was leading the praise meeting. We also have another spiritual weapons, such as WCDN and MIS. And the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on is bearing so many beautiful fruits. Pastor Su Jin Lee went to Finland and Russia and gave great glory to God. So I give thanks to Pastor Su Jin Lee. Pastor Hee Jin Lee went to many branch churches all over the world and established those branch churches strong. So I give my thanks to Pastor Hee Jin Lee. Most of all the spiritual warriors who are trained by the shepherd. Our Father God allowed rapid flow of spirit since 2010. And you have received this grace thanks to sacrifice and devotion of the shepherd. Even though we suffer from our own sin and unrighteousness, our senior pastor sacrificed his life and gave intercessory prayer for us, and we received amazing grace. Since he paid the price of justice for over 90%, we came to Rock of Faith and spread the Holy Spirit, and many spiritual warriors were born. And he is making great vessels of Spirit and Holy Spirit who can ride on the flow of Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 2:20-21 says, Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Dear brothers and sisters, don't you want to become a great worker of this mommy ministry, helping the shepherd? Even though your role is different, you should become strength to the shepherd wherever you are. You should become strength to the shepherd with your own roles. Why? because there are people of God in this city, in other words, in this world, who are waiting for you. These people are your family members, your co-workers at home, at work. They're waiting for you all over the world. Africa, Asia, States, Latin America. They're waiting for you. Now, if you want to come to Africa, please help me. If you are good at, you know, in engineering and TV and stuff, well, you are more than welcome. If you come to Africa, you can become great help. The scripture of tonight is not for only Apostle Paul, but for all of us. Thanks to the shepherd, we are not afraid. Thanks to the shepherd, we can preach the gospel of sanctification. So we should not sit still. There is nobody who can interfere with us. Thanks to the shepherd. We have to make the world our parish. In this end time, there should be more people who listen to this gospel of this holiness and witness the power of the shepherd and become great warriors of God. In this end time, our Father God desperately loves many souls to come to salvation. I hope that you can spread this love of Father God, of the Lord, and of the shepherd to the whole world. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's think over the message and pray together.
아버지 많은 영혼들이 선교사로 또는 아버지의 복음을 전하는 전도자로 쓰임받아 하나님께 영광하는 만민의 가족이 되도록 인도하시고 역사하시고 오늘의 간증은 바로 목자님이 근본을 이루어진 모든 간증 영혼이 이 간증을 통하여 우리 모두가 은혜가 되고 하나님께 영광 돌리기를 원합니다. 참석한 모든 우리 영혼들 주께서 사랑하시고 신속히 온 영혼 들어가 아버지께 영광하는 아들딸이로 빛의 잔으로 인도하여 주옵소서. 우리 주 예수 그리스도로 기도하옵나이다. Amen.
Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sake on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart by faith. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nervous tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Please scorch all terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, lung diseases, heart diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addiction, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan and the ruler of the air and evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. In darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it to glorify our Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.